Today, our gospel lesson is the Sermon on the Mount, which consists of chapters 5, 6, and 7 of the Gospel of Matthew. For the next four Sundays, we're going to be reading through those chapters, and so we're going to hear a good portion of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave. It says that Jesus went up the mountain and sat down and began to teach. Teaching on a mountain to anyone in Jesus' time would mean one thing, and that is it would remind them of Moses bringing the Ten Commandments down from Mount Sinai. So when Matthew shows Jesus going up the mountain to teach, what he's saying is that Jesus is a new Moses. And what Jesus is bringing a new interpretation of the law. Not a different law, but a new interpretation of the law. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus will say, "You have heard it said," in other words, the old law, "but now I say to you." So he's reinterpreting the law of Moses. The Sermon on the Mount is considered to contain the essence of Jesus' life and teaching, especially his ethical teaching. And there are some very difficult things in the Sermon on the Mount for us to think about, and very difficult to measure up to. Today is the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, and we hear the Beatitudes. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Jesus is giving us a picture of the kingdom of heaven. This is what it would look like if God were the king on earth, and in God's way was followed. What Jesus is doing is he's turning the values of the world upside down. The most important in the kingdom of heaven are not the rich and powerful, but the poor and meek. Not the arrogant and successful, but those who have been trampled on by the arrogant and the successful. Jesus is simply continuing the message of the prophets. The prophets in the Old Testament talked about God's justice, and they pointed out the injustice of the Jewish society. Amos said, "Why do you buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals?" So Jesus is just continuing that line of prophecy, that line of prophetic talk. And Jesus is saying that God cares for those on the bottom, the last, the least, the lost, and the lonely. Blessed are the poor in spirit. In God's eyes, these are the ones who are blessed. Maybe not in the eyes of the world, but in God's eyes, they are blessed. So in the Sermon on the Mount, in the Beatitudes, Jesus turns the world upside down, turns the values of the world upside down. What Jesus is trying to do is trying to expand our hearts and make us more compassionate. You know, if God is compassionate, then why can't we be compassionate? That's sort of the line of thinking here. On Friday, Bishop Rickle sent a letter to the diocese about refugees. He talked about how refugees are some of the most vulnerable people in the world today. There are more than 65 million people who have been displaced by war and violence and persecution and famine. This is some of the largest number of refugees that the world has ever seen. Refugees are people who have been forced to leave their homeland because of turmoil in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan especially. There's been a flood of refugees, especially to Europe. There are also refugees out of Africa. These are people who are trying to escape desperate situations. They've had their homes destroyed. They've lost all their possessions. They've had to flee and run away for their lives. They've lost family members. And they've had to wait in refugee camps for months and years. People in desperate situations. Now, our diocese has a refugee resettlement office. This is a group of people who have been working for years and years. This goes way back to refugees from Cambodia, to help resettle refugees that come to the United States. They meet the family at the airport. They help them understand the cultural differences and what it's like here. Help them find an apartment and get it furnished. Help get the kids in school. Help find employment. Help the people learn English. And just in this last year, they helped two families from Syria. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So the Episcopal Church is doing something that's real and profound to help these people who have been displaced. The bishop goes on to write, "I cannot support President Trump's order placing restrictions on refugees based on their nation and religion. This executive order is a violation of the fundamental principles of our nation. As a member of the Jesus movement, I believe the U.S. has a moral responsibility to receive and help resettle refugees who have been displaced. To turn these vulnerable people away and limit the flow of refugees to our country is to dishonor the God we serve." The Beatitudes of Jesus are among the most beautiful in all literature, but they are also some of the most unsettling, and they call us to remember the most vulnerable and to advocate for their welfare. Amen.